Shabbos Parzavayichi, Tavshin Samaches.
Okay, Hashem, will try to share an idea from a relative of mine, the first cousin of my father, a brilliant thinker, big Talmud Chacham, his name is Rav Moshe Einstetter. I've heard him say this idea a couple of times, and then I relearned it or reread it in his Sefer. First Rashi in the Parsha is very famous. Rashi asks, Lama Parsha Zu Stuma? Why is this Parsha closed? Now first, to appreciate what Rashi is talking about and what it means, is we have to know what is a Parsha in the Torah mean. We call a Parsha Parsha, Bereshis Parshas, Noyach Lechem. That's not a Parsha. What is that? That's actually a Sidra or a Sedra. That's a Sidra Bereshis, really. Sidra Noyach. And that was split up based in Maran Megillah's Mavur Chavtes and Beis, that was split up based on Minhag. In Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says they used to read the Torah once every 3 years they completed the Torah, which means their Sidrus was split up differently. It didn't end where Bereshis ends by us, or Noach ends by us, Lachom ends us. It was spread out basically a third of what we do, because they did it once every...
That's the conservative basis for the in the 3-year cycle.
Oh, they do a 3-year cycle? Mm-hmm. Psh. All right, but this has a Makar.
Yeah, that's
a Makar. The Gemara says they used to do it in there. It's just well, they used to do it. So that is, this Bereshis, that's a Seder. It's not really a Parsha. The Sidra. What it means a Parsha is the Parsha actually comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, who had a split of the Psukim, and had to split up the different portions of the Torah. Comes from Ezra, then developed it based on Moshe Rabbeinu. We have a Parsha Psuch and a Stuma, the Peyu, the Samach. So that's what this means. It doesn't mean between Parshas Vayigash and Vayichi. It means that why is there no separation between the last Pasuk in Vayigash, which reads Vayeshu Yisrael Beis Mitzrayim, that they settled in Eretz Mitzrayim, Beis Goyishin, Vayeachuzuva, and they established themselves well over there, Vayifru Vayirubu Ma'id. So it means that between that Pasuk and the words Vayichi Yaakov, where normally there should be a space, if it was since it is a new parasha, it should be a space of at least 9 letters. There's no space over there, which means to say that the Torah says we should read this all together. And as there's a shaychus, there's a connection between Vayeshu Beis Mitzrayim, that since they settled in Eretz Mitzrayim, in other words, not like they had intended originally Logur Baris Banu, they really we just came to sojourn in the land, we came to be here temporarily. If it ended up being Vayeshu Yisrael Beis Mitzrayim, they ended up being very comfortable over there. Vayeyachuzuba, and they had some holding in Mitzrayim. Because of that, we have to understand that's why Vayichi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shvas Reishana, that Yaakov's end came to a close at that point. Vayikru Yisrael Lombus. And Yaakov had to die. In other words, the idea here is that when Bnei Yisrael became entrenched into Eretz Mitzrayim, became comfortable, if you see the Targum Yenusim in Ezeel at the end of Vayigash, and that pasuk it says, "V'yisei Yisrael da'bara de Mitzrayim, uvenay lohen bati midrashim." They built bati midrashim, shuls, upaltin. They built big palaces. And they had fields, they had vineyards, and they multiplied. They were comfortable. They were very comfortable. They had the Ruchnis taken care of, they had the Gashmis taken care of, they had big families, and they became part of the society in Eretz Mitzrayim. And they were very comfortable. When that happened, and it was when Bnei Yisrael sort of became comfortable in Chutz Laretz, in an Eretz Mitzrayim, Yaakov Avinu already knew himself that this is his end is near. Because the truth is that at this point, it means that the end of the tkufa, of the era of the avos, is coming to an end, and it's starting the era of the shvatim, of the toldos. The avos are ending, and the toldos are beginning. There's no more avos, right? The Gemara says in Brachas leNikra avos al Shloisha Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Yaakov being the last one knew that when his time is over, then it starts the toldos. Now it's the children. Now it's Bnei Yisrael. There's no more avos. And really, yeah, the Pirkei of Eliezer says that Yaakov Avinu didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. And as the avos have to be in Eretz Yisrael. And when he had to go down this Yerida to Mitzrayim to Yosef, he was afraid to go. Shama Yaakov Yosef al Shuchai. He heard that Yosef is alive. And he says, Eich Ezev Eretz Avosai. How should I leave the land of my forefathers? Mishmin Avram and Yitzchak. Veis Eretz Meiladati. Ves Eretz Sheshchinos Yishalash Baruch Hu B'Saicha. I shall leave the place where the Shechin is. Ve'ilach al Eretz Temeya. L'sei Chavodim B'nei Chom. Be'erashem Yir Shemayim B'neim. Anyway, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ein Yir Shemayim B'neim. Hashem Kashbohu told him, Al Tira, Anechi Eirim, Mitzrayma, Anechi Al Chagamalai. I'm going to go down with you, and then you're going to come back up. And you come back up, Rashi tells us in Parashat Vayigash that what he was saying to him is, this is in Parak Mem Vav, Pasik Dalid, Anechi Al Chagamalai, Rashi says, Eftichuli is Nikbar Boris. You're permanent place indeed will be in Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu. But you have to go now for the time to get sort of Bnei Yisrael into Golus. And when that Golus started, the Golus started with the last pasuk in Vayigash, Vayeshev Yisrael Be'ez Remez Goshen, Yaakov knew is Vayikruv Bnei Yisrael Lomus. And that's the Parsha Stuma. And that's what Rashi says in his first explanation. L'vishakim v'shenifta Yaakov Avinu, or we could say since Yaakov Avinu understood that with the start of Golus, with the Bnei Yisrael becoming comfortable in Eretz Mitzrayim, that it came time for him to be Nifter Menayelam, as Nistemu Enayim V'lim Yisrael Mitzoras Hashibot Sheeschilu L'Shabdom. Even if we understand they didn't actually start to enslave them at that point, but we started enslaving ourselves. And it's the fact that we became comfortable in Mitzrayim, that was really the beginning of the end. And that allowed a way for Pari to get us into the work and get us into being enslaved. And Yaakov Avinu knew Vayigri Shalomu. So that's the Parsha Stuma. It's closed because it's really connected, all one and the same. Rashi gives a different shot, however, and Rashi says Davar Acher Shabikis Legalis Es Haketz Ministam Imenu. Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal when the end of days will be, when Mashiach will come, and v'nistam imenu. It was closed from him. And hence we have a Parsha Stuma, again it's closed. And what's the shaykhis then, between the end of Parshas Vayigash, where it says that we became settled, but Yisrael became comfortable in Mitzrayim, and the fact that Yaakov Avinu was closed from him. So here we have an account, a very dramatic account of what happened with Yaakov Avinu when he wanted to reveal the end of days to his children in the Gemara Pesachim, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. And with this Gemara, we really get a tremendous insight into a mitzvah that we do not once, but two times every day. And that's the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And it's very interesting to, if we never gave it any thought, it'll be extremely insightful to what are we doing when we say Shema Yisrael, because it's ironic. We say Shema Yisrael, which comes from the Torah, Parshas Vayeshev. Followed in the Torah is what? Is V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha. Then we have another parsha from Eikev, V'hoyeh B'Shamaya, Schar V'Oidish. Then we have Vayayim and the end of Shalach. So it's really that they are Psukim, or Parshias, which are extrapolated from the Torah, and this is what we're saying every day. We have to read Torah every day. And then, right after Shema, in the middle of what the Torah says, between Shema and the word V'yahavta, we put in the Baruch Shem Kvei Malchus Eilei Lomboi. Which, it almost doesn't make sense. La Halacha, actually, if someone forgets it, he doesn't have to go back, because it's not part of the Torah. It's very strange that we should say a parsha in the Torah, and in the middle of the parsha we should put in some words that have no basis in the Torah at all. So this is based on the Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim Nedvav Amud Aleph, which says, Amar Reish Lakish. It says, in our parsha, Vayichi, Vayikra Yaakov Al Banav, Yaakov calls his children. Vayemer Osvu, gather Vagidlochem, and I will tell you what's going to happen by Achras Hayomim. Bikish Yaakov Legalis Laban of Ketz Hayomim. He wanted to reveal the end of days. Vinistalkim imen Eshchina, and the Eshchina went away. Omar, Shemachas Vishom Yeshmi Mitosi Psul. Maybe there's someone who is defective. Maybe there's a blemish amongst my children. Ka'avraham Sheyasim Ben Ishmael. My grandfather had a son who sort of was not following in the right path. Of Yitzchak, my father Yitzchak Sheyasim Ben Esav. So he said, maybe there's someone amongst you children that are not beholden to Hashem. Amru Leibonov, his children said to him, Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael our father, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amru, they said, Kishem Shem Belimcha El Echad, just like you only have one God in your heart, Kachem Bilibenu El Echad, so too we have. Only one, we believe fully in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing to worry about, Yaakov. At that moment, Yaakov Avinu opened his mouth and said, Baruch Shem Kvein Malchus Eloylam Vod. So it was a response, Baruch Shem, that Hashem's name should be glorified, was a response to their saying Shema Yisrael. No, they're affirming that their belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Gemara says something strange. Ami Rabbanan. The Rabbanan says, Hey Chinavid, what should we do? What should we do when we have this mitzvah of Kriya Shema twice a day? How should we set it up? Nimruhu, to say Baruch Shem Kvein Malchus, say after Shema Yisrael, Lo Yemer Moshe Rabbeinu. In the Torah it doesn't say it, so how could we say it? Lo Nimruhu, not to say it, Amru Yaakov, Lo Nimruhu, not to say it, Amru, they said Yaakov Iskinu Shiu Aymer Moshe, Amru Yaakov, sorry. So, but Yaakov did say it. So Hiskinu, they came up with a pshara, they came up with a compromise, Shiu Aymer Moshe, Bachashoy. They will say it, but we'll say it quietly. A strange compromise. Moshe didn't say it. But Yaakov said it, so say it quietly. Yeah? So what kind of compromise is that? But really, what was the shaila? What was the debate over here? What were they perplexed about? Should we say it? Should we not say it? I mean, the truth is, it doesn't make sense to say it. There's no shaychus to Shema. Now, what seems from this Gemara is that that the reason Yaakov understood that the Shechina departed from him is because there was someone amongst his children who seemed to have defected and seemed to be like sort of like Ishmael, like Esav, and have no connection to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore, to going in that path. As if Yaakov Avinu had questions about his own children. The problem is that we read earlier that in the beginning of the parsha, this was Hekavtsu Vagilach, and that's by Revi in our parsha. We read earlier in the parsha when Yosef Avinu comes to Yaakov, it says Vayishtachu Yisrael al Reish Hamita. Yaakov Avinu bowed. What does it mean to bow? Rashi says Davar Acher al Reish Hamita. He bowed to his bed, meaning making a reference to his bed. Al Shayse Mitase Shleima Vlehaya Ve'ein Ba Rasha Shar Yosef Melechu. And the Sifri elaborates and says that Yaakov Avinu understood at this point that all of his children were following in his way. His only question was Yosef, because for 22 years he was in a foreign land, and here he sees Yosef was also well within what the ways that the Shvatim were going, and he was thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoydid it meant with Chazal say Hoydid thanked Hashem that all of his children were following. So what is he asking? What is he worried about? What is he in the Gemara say? He says, some maybe one amongst you that have defected, that's a blemish, that's like Yishmael. What's the pshat in such a question? So the key to understanding really what's happening over here, and then getting a really new understanding to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, comes from a kasha that he asked on the Rambam, And based on this kasha, we can understand the Gemara a little bit differently. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Rambam was also bothered by this idea that we say Baruch Shem Kivay Malchusa. We insert that new pasuk into something that has no part in the Torah. Hakvere Kriyashma, he says in Perakal Halacha Dalit. Someone reached Kriyashma Kishu Goymer Pasuk Rish, and after he finishes the first Pasuk, Oymer Balachash, he says quietly, Baruch Shem Kivay Malchusa Leilam Void. And then the Chayzev Kaira Kedarka, and then he reads as is in the Torah, Ve'ad Hashem Lekecha, Ad Seif, until the end of that. V'lama Kairin Kain, and why do we read that? Why do we insert that pasuk? Mesayres Hibi Adenu. We have a tradition. Shebishah Shekibet Yaakov Avinu as Bona B'Mitzrayim, that when Yaakov gathered his children in Mitzrayim, Mishas Misosai, on his deathbed, Tzivim, or Tzivam V'Zirzim. He commanded them, and he urged them, Alhichra Hashem, on the oneness of Hashem. V'alderech Hashem, Shehalach Bo Avram Yitzchak Aviv, and he commanded them to go on the path of Avram and Yitzchak his father. V'shalaisim, and he asked them, Amalem, Bini, Bonai, my children, Shema Yesh Bechem Paslus, maybe there's a defector among you, Mishen Oimer Imi, B'yichur Hashem, maybe there's someone who's not following in my path of Yichur Hashem, Kini Shomer Lanu Moshe Rabbeinu, Anu Kulavamu, they all said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekin Hashem Echad. Kloimar, Shema Mimenu Avinu Yisrael. Listen to us, our father Yisrael. Hashem Lekin Hashem Echad. Posach Hazokin V'omar, the old sage opened his mouth and said, Baruch Shem Kvein Malchus Eilam V'ed. Lefikach, therefore we have a meaning, Nogu Ko Yisrael Lemer, Shvach, Sheshimech Bo Yisrael Hazokin Akar Posach Zeh. Says Rambam, because this happened, he gathered them, and he says, maybe there's someone amongst you who's not following. And they said, Shema Yisrael, listen, we are. And then he said, Baruch Shem, in response to that. The Rambam omits one important fact from the Gemara, and then the Rambam adds a point which is on the Gemara. What he misses out is the Gemara seems to say that they gathered his children, and then the Nistalka Mimena Shechina, the Shechina departed from him. He wanted to reveal the end. And the Shechina went away, so he said, oh, why did the Shechina go away? Because one of you guys are not, internally, are obviously not beholden to Hashem. Is that so? And they promised him, no, we affirm the Shema Yisrael is willing. So the Rambam doesn't say anything about that. He just says, you gather them around, and he says, maybe someone here is... The Rambam left out a very important point in the Gemara. That's critical to why he even thought that. And then, but the Rambam adds, he says, he gathered Mishas, his Misa, Tzivam Vizirzaim Al Yichur Hashem. He urged them, and he commanded them on Yichur Hashem. Where does the Gemara say that? He just asked them a question, so maybe there's someone defective among you, and they said no. So really, from the other question that we asked, that the Sifri seems to say that Yaakov knew that his children were following. Yaakov knew that all of his children will be Tosei Shleima, and he said that before he even gathered them around. So we have to say to Pshat the Gemara is that the Shechina went away because there was this defector. The Shechina went away because the Shechina didn't want Yaakov Avinu to reveal the case. But what Yaakov Avinu asked his children means it had nothing to do with the Shechina departing. And that you see from the Rambam. Yaakov Avinu asked the question either way. And his question was not the way we understand that Shem Yesh Paslus Beinecha, maybe there's actually someone who is entirely away from, sort of away from Yiddishkeit, out of the fold. That wasn't his question. Because they responded as follows. Amru Leibonu Shema Yisrael Hashem Al-Nakhil Hashem Akhar. Amru, they said, Kishem She'ein Belibcha Ela Echad. Just as you only have one in your heart, Kach Ein Belibbeinu Ela Echad. What kind of statement is that? So what Yaakovina was afraid of is as follows. Yaakovina said, we are now ending the Tekufa of the Avos. Yaakovina said, I'm the last of the Avos. Now starts a new era, which is called Bnei Yisrael. And I see that starting because they took hold in the land of Mitzrayim. And that's a sign that the Golus is starting. So I have to give them a message, and I have to ask them something. Are you going to carry this message throughout the Golus? not being obeis anymore, not being in Eretz Yisrael anymore, being in a Mitzrayim, being in Chutz Lareitz, being in a land she'ein Yerushalayim bo, as the Pirkei Avos says, are you going to follow in the ways of the obeis of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? That was his question. Are you going to keep the Mesorah, or your great tzaddikim, and you'll each find your own path, and you'll make up sort of a new way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the ways of Avosai, of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? That was Yaakov Avinu's question. That was his concern. He said, Shemi Yesh Paslas, he didn't mean that there's someone who's entirely defective from Hashem, but he's saying maybe there's a Paslas, maybe there's someone who's not following in the same way that I made up. And that's very meduyik in the Rambam also. Vamri says, Bonai, Shemi Yesh Bochem Paslas, Mishena Oimed Imi Beichar Hashem. Maybe there's someone who's not going to go following this Mesorah of an Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov Mesorah. That's what his question was. And on that they said, no, Shema Yisrael, Kishem, Shem, B'l'b'chalecha, Kachem, L'b'inu. No, Yaakov, we, B'nai Yisrael, we, the Shvatim, even though we'll be in Golus, but you could be well assured that we're going to follow in the same path that you have set up, that Avraham, Yitzchak have set up, and we're going to go on that path. Because to deviate from that path means you're like a Yishmael, you're like an Esau. That's what Yaakov was concerned, and that was what he was telling us. So now we'll conclude with understanding what Shema Yisrael really is. There's a mitzvah of Shema Yisrael, to say Shema Yisrael, to say Kriya Shema, those three parashas which that the Chacham selected. And those parashas really come from the Torah. And that is a Kriya HaTorah. That's why there's halacha, you should say it with the timing, you should say it with the way that we read it in the Sefer Torah, in Kriya HaTorah, in the Tzibur. That is Kriya, it's a Kriya of part of the Torah. It's actually Limud HaTorah. We say Avar Abba before, and Avar Abba could be a substitute actually for Birchas HaTorah. So you have Birchas HaTorah and then you read the something in the Torah. So the Chachamim, the Gemara in Pesachim is telling us, the Chachamim said that we want to read Shema Yisrael with those parashiyos, which is a reading of Torah. So if that's the case, there's no place for Baruch Shem over there. Baruch Shem doesn't come in over there. This is reading of Torah of three parashiyos in the Torah. Shema v'yahavta, which come from Eschanan, then from Ekev and Nishlah. So there's no place for Baruch Shem. But then they said, but there's another meaning when we say Shema Yisrael, and that is Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim, which is from Kriyas HaTorah, you wouldn't have that. From the reading of those parashiyos, not Tam Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim. But then they said, because of this story that happened to Yaakov Avinu, they said, when Shema Yisrael is going to be said, as the Medrash here in the parasha tells us, that when they said Shema Yisrael, Avinu, Kishem Shem B'Livcha Machleikas Al Kodesh Baruch Hu Kachem B'Livenu El Hashem Alekin Hashem Echad, they tried to ensure Yaakov Avinu that just like you taught us the Mesorah we will keep throughout the Golus, we will remain with this Mesorah of how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he too opened his lips V'yama Baruch Shem K'vamuch Seh L'Navod. So Rabbi Rechia, Rabbi Shmuel said, Hadohu she Yisrael mashkimu ma'ariv v'chol yoyim v'ayimrim Shema Yisrael avinu mima'oras ha'machpela. Then when we say Shema Yisrael, it's not only that was reading part of the Torah and we're learning Torah then, Shema Yisrael, those parashiyos and the mitzvah schar v'ayinish, but we're saying every day when we say Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael avinu mima'oras ha'machpela. That when you gather around your children, and as the Rambam says, Tzivam v'zirzam, he encouraged them, he urged them in Malchus Shemayim, and he says, do you have the same Yichud Hashem as I do in the Messiah of the Avos? And they assured him, Shema Yisrael, that Yisrael Saba, we're going the same way. Kishen Shem b'libcha kachem b'libein. So the Medrash says that every day when Klal Yisrael gets up in the morning and the evening and says, this Shema Yisrael, there's another meaning here. The Shema Yisrael, we're actually talking to Yaakov Avinu. In the Maris HaMachbeinu, we're saying, Shema Yisrael, we could say every morning and every night, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you should be confident that it's the same Messiah we have. If that's the case, then if when we say that, that's taka what we mean, so then that would really invoke a Baruch Shem Kven Mulchusai to then praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Shvach Sheshibach Yaakov Avinu. So the Chacham said, on the one hand, we're saying it as a Kriyas HaTorah, it there's no place for Baruch Shem Kven Mulchusai. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't put it in the Torah. As the Torah had it, Moshe Rabbeinu felt it's not necessary to put that in there. That's for the Torah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's message was not that. That was for a Nevuah for the future. But Yaakov, you know, at the same time we're saying Shema Yisrael as an affirmation to Yaakov, Vinu Mar Marsam Bemarsam Machpelah. So in that case, if that's said with those kavanas, then it does have, it is appropriate to say then Baruch Shem Klamu Kuseilu. That sort of that Dovish and Bikdusha should come right after that. So what should we do? Moshe Rabbeinu says, in that idea of saying it doesn't have place, but in the idea of Kabbalah Shema Shemaim it does have place. It came with this pshat, we're going to say it quietly, and it's not part of the Torah, to make it different. At the same time, to say it because there is an appropriate place to mention Baruch Shem Kabbalah Shema Kusil Avoyed after this affirmation and acceptance of Kabbalah Shema Kusil in the way of the Avos, in the Messiah of the Avos. So they said this, yeah, quietly, and then with that, they made this compromise and they were satisfied with that. But that's the understanding of Shema Yisrael. Because of what happened in the parasha, and what Yaakovina was really asking his children is not, is there someone that's totally off and out of the fold? What he was asking is in this galus that you already became entrenched in Eretz Mitzrayim, and I see that my time is over, the Ovis over, and the Shvatim and Yisrael are starting, I have to know now, are you going to keep this Messiah throughout the day, throughout the galus? They said, Shema Yisrael, Kishem Shem Belibucha, just like you don't, we understand the same way, that we're following the same path. If that's so, and then the Medrash is saying that since then, that's what we say every day, Shema Yisrael. Aside from the Kairim B'Teira, it's the Shema Yisrael, the Kabbalah Yisrael, Malach Shemaim. If that's said with a proper understanding of what Yaakov was asking, then that we respond, Baruch Shem Kamuch Selam Void. Agun Shabbos.